Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Dawn Lyons is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Dawn is a new friend, but as I said earlier, I feel like I've known her a long time because of our buddy Ivan Meisner has been telling me about Dawn for a long time. She is the co-author, along with Ivan, along with Tony Alessandra, of a book called Room Full of Referrals. As you know, Ivan is the founder of the Business Network International, and Dawn is part of that organization. She's a executive director in the San Francisco Bay Area, and she's here to talk to us about referrals. Dawn Lyons, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jim. Thanks so much for having me.
It's good to have you here, as always. Congratulations on knowing a great guy like Ivan Meisner and getting to work with somebody that high quality.
Absolutely. He's my business partner, and I have learned so much from him. An amazing, amazing man.
Well, don't tell him we talked about him like this, because I don't want him to get the big head. You know? Hey, Dawn.
Absolutely.
All my life, I've been selling all my life. I sold on commission for years and years, put my way through myself through college selling on commission. And and I learned early on, even back when you could get away with cold calling, when you could get away with walking up and knocking on the door and say, "Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?" Even back in those days, I knew that a referral was golden. And it is even more important now than ever, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So talk to us about what you guys, when you talk about a room full of referrals, tell us what you mean by that.
Yeah, it was really interesting. My husband and I were sitting around, Mike Macedonio, he's the president of the Referral Institute, which Ivan is our senior partner for. Mm-hmm. And Mike and I were sitting around, and he was talking about the fact that, you know, people are always, when they're business owners and they're networking for new business, they're actually always walking into a room full of people. But the one thing that we know is they want to turn that room full of people into a room full of referrals.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really just a matter of, do they know how to do it? And the biggest thing that plays into that is that person's first impression, which mm-hmm. also goes along with their behavioral style. So the book, A Room Full of Referrals, is all about how your behavioral style is affecting your referability.
So first impression.
Yeah, well, first impression, what do you bring to the table?
Right.
You know, Jim, you're
right.
Pretty outgoing, you know, loud kind of guy. And while networking, some folks could be like, "Oh my gosh, this man is so amazing."
Mm-hmm.
And some other folks could be, "Wow,
I wish he'd
he's a
shut
really
up.
Big personality." Well, I wasn't going to say it like that, but it could be, "Wow, he's a really big personality.
Right.
I'm not sure I have the kind of confidence to talk
to him."
So
you have to do something. If you're going to get referrals from everybody in the room and all these different personalities, you got to do something I also learned a long time ago, and that's how to be a little bit of a chameleon, right?
Yeah, you know, and I agree with that, and I like to call it adaptability, because I think that sometimes the chameleon language can seem like you're trying to trick people.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know.
Yeah, I can see where the uninitiated might think that. It's not how I feel about it. Because I think, when I think
right.
of a chameleon, that's exactly what I think about. I think about adaptability. Because if I know someone has less of a shy personality, then, you know, I'm gonna lay back a little bit. But if I did that with some people I know, you know, they'd run over me.
Exactly, exactly. And that's what we talk about in the book. There really is four major behavioral styles.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we want to do is we want to help business owners and entrepreneurs understand that every time they walk into a room, their behavioral style is affecting their referability. So how can they really identify the other people in the room while honoring their own behavioral style and really make the best of their networking efforts?
So give us an example. What is the first behavioral style?
Well, one of the first behavioral styles is, let's call them a go-getter. And what we've done is we've actually taken the four major styles from DISC, D-I-S-C,
mm-hmm. Right.
Which is absolutely one of the most world-renowned assessments out there.
Personality and profile type tests, uh-huh.
Absolutely. And all we've done is we've tried to...
I'm a D, by the way.
Okay. Yes, sir. I got it. all we've tried to do is try to give our titles, all four behavioral styles, things that you can see people doing while networking. So you've got the go-getter, and the go-getter is equivalent to the D in DISC, and I'm a go-getter too as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the big thing with the go-getter is they're really, business comes first. You know, they want to get things done. They want to mm-hmm. complete their tasks, and they want to hit their goals. They're really success-driven and goal-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
So at a networking function, they may not tell you what they did over the weekend. They're not going to tell you a whole lot about their family, right? Because they're mm-hmm. more interested in, should I be talking to you? If so, let's get down to business and mm-hmm. let's get this thing going.
Right.
So they're pretty serious like that.
Right. All right. And that person, and that's exactly how that a go-getter is. Until they've got a few years behind them, until they've got a few knots on their head from being thumped by that when that doesn't work, and then eventually maturity turns that energy into something that's more palatable and really more universally successful.
Yeah, and I think that one of the things with go-getters that we've got to understand is they absolutely do all the social things, and eventually, you know, you'll be invited into their home and all those kind of wonderful things. But at first, at the beginning of a brand new relationship, they want to be more business first. And
right.
if we honor that mm-hmm. in them, mm-hmm. then we get the pleasure of really diving in deep and
right.
having a much deeper relationship with them.
And we'll come back after these messages. I can't wait to hear about the other three. We're going to get Don Lyons
right.
to introduce us to those. The book is called Room Full of Referrals and How to Network for Them. Okay, Don, I need the website, please. Tell us how we can find the book.
You can actually download the book on Kindle.
All right, and wherever books are sold also as well. I've got my copy in front of me. And also BNI.com. Don't forget that, folks. BNI.com. I always like telling people about Business Network International. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I promise we'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.